The amendment before us amends Senate Bill 22 by proposing integrated and distinct amendments to the Constitution of Pennsylvania to authorize the creation of judicial districts and provides for how they are to be created. Further, the amendment that I'm proposing requires Pennsylvania's appellate courts to be divided into judicial districts, providing every resident of this Commonwealth with approximately equal representation on each court. The Supreme Court would have 7 judicial districts, the Superior Court 15 judicial districts, the Commonwealth Court would have 9 judicial districts. Judges and justices would be elected from the district that they reside in, and each would have a 1-year residency requirement before being elected from a district. If the voters were to approve this amendment, the General Assembly would then establish by law a transition to an appellate court judiciary elected from judicial districts. The order in which judicial districts will elect judges and justices of the 3 appellate courts. During the initial transition, each judge or justice would serve the remainder of their existing term, but when that term expires, they would be required to seek election in a judicial district instead of being retained. After the initial transition, judges and justices would use the same retention system as is currently utilized. This proposal does not impact the minor judiciary. It's important to note that this amendment is a stand-alone proposal that does not necessitate or require passage of the Independent Commission constitutional amendment. However, it is written so that it can easily work in conjunction with the Independent Commission constitutional amendment should that ultimately be approved by the voters. This journey for me began in 2011 when I served as a member of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, and I opposed and voted against that year's congressional redistricting law. I believe then, as I believe now, that the reapportionment process is in need of reform. I have always been open to and supportive of efforts to reform our state government so that it best represents and serves the people of Pennsylvania. Today, I am even more convinced that we must do all that we can to ensure the people of this Commonwealth have full confidence in our system of government. Though I disagreed with the process by which the Pennsylvania Supreme Court stepped in and created a new congressional map back in January, they were right. They were right to highlight the important issue of fairness. In a very real sense, confidence in our system of government is closely associated with the principle of one person, one vote. I do not believe this principle should only apply to the legislative branch of state government. As I review the current complement of Pennsylvania's appellate courts, it is clear that if this important principle of one person, one vote were applied to those elected to those courts, that it is severely, severely disproportionate and it is unfair. More than half of the members of Pennsylvania's Superior Court and Commonwealth Court are from only 2 of Pennsylvania's 67 counties, which represent only 21% of the state's population. 5 of the 7 Supreme Court justices, over 2/3 of the justices, are from Allegheny or Philadelphia counties, leaving 79% of our state's population underrepresented on Pennsylvania's highest court. Taken altogether, only 15 of Pennsylvania's 67 counties are home to an appellate court judge. I would submit that we must do more, far more, to ensure diversity and fairness. All Pennsylvanians, suburban, rural, urban Pennsylvanians, should be represented on our Commonwealth's appellate courts. This effort really is about fairness. A number of other states have considered this very issue. This is certainly not a radical suggestion. In order to promote diversity, fairness, and regional balance in judicial service, 11 other states, including a number of similar size to Pennsylvania, Illinois, Arkansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, Ohio, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin, selected justices and judges for some or all of their appellate courts through the use of regional judicial district elections. The federal system recognizes this important principle as well. While it is true that judges are to be independent and only consider the law and Constitution when deciding cases, geographic diversity matters greatly. This is why Pennsylvania Modern Courts and every other proposal to institute other methods of judicial selection, including merit selection, all recognize that geographic or regional diversity is beneficial to our courts. If we believe fairness really matters, and I believe that it does, then giving every Pennsylvanian a genuine voice on our appellate courts should be supported by everyone who argues that proportional representation in Congress and in the General Assembly is important. I know that there's a lot of cynicism with regard to this issue. I would invite us here today to reject that cynicism. I believe this amendment enhances the important work of Senate Bill 22. And frankly, I believe this amendment better positions this bill for passage not only here in the Senate, but in the House as well. If you agree with me that fairness should not and ought not only apply to one branch of state government, I would ask for your support of this amendment and ultimately Senate Bill 22 as amended.